Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you going?
I'm going very well, actually.
That's good.
I did have a thing last week. Someone suggested something, which I'm going to do next week because it's one of them things that's quite complicated.
Takes a bit of research.
Just, I can only get so much information in my head at one time. So this is actually something that I've always thought about, and I actually thought, oh, you know, I'm going to have a look at this, and that is, why do certain takeaways or food taste better the next day?
Okay, this is a great topic. I'm into this in a big way. We were talking about this in my flat, actually, last week.
Did you have a theory about why that might be before you went into...
My answer has always been because flavours get more time to introduce themselves to each other.
Mm. Oh, I reckon that's...
Which is actually, I'm halfway there.
Mm. Nice.
Because science has helped me out with this. And we're talking like spag bol, curries, chilies, pizza and all that sort of stuff, right?
Okay.
Okay, thanks to science, I can tell you what it's all about. After cooked food is put in the fridge, flavours are dispersing more evenly. As the longer meat is in a sauce, the more it will marinate.
Okay.
So is that only with meat?
Nah.
No, because pizza.
Well, pizza's a different... Pizza's a different beast.
Jumped the gun on the pizza front.
Taking the train off the tracks here. Carry on.
Also, when meat is cooking, collagen from the... This actually doesn't sound that great, but... collagen from the meat breaks down, and when it's left in the fridge, sets into a firm jelly.
Okay.
Okay, so when you reheat it, it like melts, which gives you a really nice taste.
Yum.
Then proteins continue to break down and release amino acids such as glutamate that makes food taste more savoury, which is umami. Mm. Other amino acids react with... See what I mean? It just takes all the fun out of it, doesn't it?
I like the good explanation for
other amino acids react with sugar to produce new flavour molecules if browning occurs during preheating. During reheating.
Oh, I feel like you don't want browning to occur when you're reheating.
Oh, well... If you're doing it
in a stovetop, maybe.
And that's why... Yeah, see, originally I kept thinking microwave because that's why we invented microwaves. That's why cold leftovers taste a bit manky. Apparently our taste receptors are less responsive to food below 60 degrees Fahrenheit.
What? I would like to question that because I reckon a cold curry the next day is just like top tier best foods
really?
Of all time. Yeah.
Well, I like cold pizza, but I don't know about cold
pizza
curry.
Pizza is an acceptable straight from the fridge next day thing, I think, as long as you bang something on it, like a bit of iron salad cream or something like
sometimes
that.
Sometimes I find it's easier to eat pizza cold the next day because your toppings don't slip off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit more practical.
It's all very firm.
Obviously, you've got to make sure you reheat stuff properly.
Yes.
Now, apparently, the cast iron frying pan is best for reheating, like potatoes, spag bol, curries and... Actually, pizzas
it's
as
like
well.
Bubble and squeak.
How
isn't
do you
it?
Reheat a pizza in a cast iron frying pan?
You just put it on the bottom. Yeah. Obviously, you're not going to put it on the sides, are you? Put it on the bottom and just heat it up, and it'll crisp
and then
it.
If you put a lid on top too, then the bottom gets crispy and the top warms up.
The more you know, folks.
Like microwaves are best for vegetables, but I think if you're hungover, microwaves best for everything.
Fair enough.
But apparently, this is a real big thing now. Is reheating stuff. Like lasagna is actually, when you think about it, when you make a lasagna, you cook the your meat first.
Yeah.
And then you cook it again. It's like a double cook. Well, it is, do you know what I mean?
It is, yeah.
So I don't know what people think about that.
I would like people to please text in if they also like a cold curry because I feel a little bit on my own here.
I would rather
a hot curry, I think.
All depends what sort of state you're in. Plus as well, reheating food isn't always because you're hungover.
No, that's true.
But it is for most people.
Don't you have to reheat rice? Isn't that a thing?
Rice is a bit of a dodgy one for like reheating
what
and stuff.
What they're saying, microwave for that, or you make it into something else.
Like, because you could, what about if you...
Fried rice leftover situation?
Yeah, with the curry.
Oh.
And the rice in the cast iron pan.
Oh yeah, that'd be a good time.
But then add a few bits and pieces in with like a bit of water or like lemon juice or something like that.
Just to give it a little zhuzh.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think of none of that when
Gordon
I was researching
Ramsay over
it.
Here. Someone said the revolution will not be microwaved with lots of exclamation marks. So I'm not entirely sure what that means, but Maybe they're a cast iron fan.
I need to get a cast iron frying pan, but there you go. So that's a little thing there.
I enjoyed that. Thank you, Rob.
Quickly, someone said love cold curry.
Thank you.
As a kid, I really liked cold meat pies to the extent that I would heat a pie up, put it in the fridge, and then eat it.
You know what? I am not on that buzz, but I can respect it in the same way that
someone said
cold curry is a good time.
Thai coconut curry cold on toast.
Oh,
that's nice.
That's got some serious vibes to it.
Under the grill for a little bit.
And I like this text. Someone's just texted and saying, "Don't do leftovers." Full stop. I can cast no judgment as I don't do leftovers. Chuck it out.
Rather waste my money. I don't know if I agree with that at all, to be honest.
But it's a proven fact. Stance. Science tells you it does taste better the next day.
Maybe give it a go. See how you go.
Right, now, last week, a list came out of the Doctor who's number one, right down to the bottom. A couple of these names are named.
All of the Doctors.
All the Doctors.
Order. Nice.
So we start off with David Tennant.
Well, at the bottom or at the top?
At the top.
Oh,
we
good,
go from number one.
There we go, just establishing that from the get-go.
Jodie Whittaker, Peter Capaldi, who I've never been able to take serious as Doctor Who because he's just Malcolm Tucker as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Matt Smith, Tom Baker, William Hartnell, Paul McGann, Christopher Eccleston, John Pertwee, Patrick Troughton, Sylvester McCoy, Colin Baker and Peter Davidson.
I think there needs to be more respect put on the names of the older Doctors in there, I think.
I think the first one was Patrick Troughton, I think, when I had a look at it.
Yeah,
he was
like
the first one. And I've actually also, I can't talk about it now, but the sonic screwdriver, when it first came out, it was just a screwdriver that unscrewed things. Now it's also, you do everything with
so
it.
So it actually wasn't sonic at the beginning, or was it?
Well, it was, but batteries in it, I think.
Pretty normal looking screwdriver. I mean, David Tennant is my favourite Doctor, but that was because probably he was the Doctor when I first started watching Doctor Who.
I
fancied him.
I've actually I've never seen an episode of Doctor Who.
Do it, mate.
I know.
Tom Baker
comes up a lot.
Tom Baker's great.
Just go nice, good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Best Doctor Who's, Doctor Who's. Text them in 5395. I'd like to know the unofficial BFM list. I don't quite agree with that. How many people did they survey? Probably
12.
A lot.
Oh, no, there was about 15. No, there was quite a few. About 2,000 or something.
Oh, yeah. All right. It's a fairly good slice.
I just made that figure up. I don't know. Right.
Ah, too gullible for this segment. Oh, dear.
Right, now I have a poem now.
All right, shall I hit this?
Yes,
please. Hit the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, I wrote this one on the train this morning. Not happy people on the train. So I wrote this. Not happy train this morning, and it's not hard to understand. Hard to understand why. 3 hours to get a Britomart yesterday. That would make the Dalai Lama sigh. No wonder the passengers' numbers are down. I think it's probably quicker to skip into town. The pre-recorded Have a Nice Day is wearing thin. Just a suggestion, it should be sung by Gin Wigmore. Actually, that's a good idea. I thought about it. Either Lady Six doing it, or it'd be really good Rita West from West Side.
Oh, yeah.
And plus, you've got Sean Ryder does the tram stops in Manchester, so I think we should have a celebrity doing the things on the train.
I like that this has gone from being turned into a poem into just a free-form process.
When I was writing it, I was thinking, because I love Rita West. She's such a, what's her name, Antonia Preble or whatever her name is?
Yeah,
she's such a fantastic actress. I think we should do that.
I saw her in like the mall once, and I was like, oh, it's a bit scared.
Did she have rat poison with her?
No, she's great. I enjoy that show.
So that's that.
That was a wonderful poem. I enjoyed that. Thank you very much.
Right,
love a public transport PSA.
You could send that into Auckland Transport, I reckon.
Yeah.
Bit of customer feedback.
Yeah, customer
feedback.
Oh, I
said to someone the other day, why don't you make the trains early? Because it takes me an hour and a half near enough to get here. Now, but it is what it is, you know.
It is what it is.
Well, we've had a couple of texts in about what you talked about, Rob.
Yeah.
Grizzy has said that we always try and turn leftovers into something even better with extra veg and condiments.
Yep, condiments. What's that? Salt and vinegar.
Condiments are like sauces, salt, vinegar, jam, even maybe.
I have strawberry jam on meat pies, and they're beautiful.
That is blown my mind a little bit, I'm not going to lie. I wasn't expecting to be talking about strawberry jam on meat pies this morning.
Someone else has said cold KFC is the bomb. People that don't do leftovers are an environmental disaster.
Oh, big calls.
Big calls.
Big calls.
Ooh, bit of.
And someone else has said Tom Baker.
Yeah, Tom Baker.
Yeah, Tom Baker would be it for me, I think.
Apparently there's an audio clip of Tom Baker, of a Tom Baker impersonator calling Tom Baker. I'm gonna Google that, I think. You've picked us a song this morning,
right? Yes, I have. This is by Janet Kane. It's called Silly Games. And very quickly, Steve McQueen, one of my favourite directors, has made four short movies. One's called Lovers Rock. It's set in one night in Ladbroke Grove in the 80s, and this song is all over it. Can't
Fantastic.
Wait.
Fantastic.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.